Good morning. My guest this morning is Bob Rafel from the Sonoma County Jewish Community Center. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, Sunday, April 27th at the Friedman Center, that's a big day and a big time, 2 to 4 p.m. It's the Yom HaShoah commemoration called Regeneration, Lessons from the Holocaust.
Right. This is our annual commemoration of the Holocaust Memorial, and it is called Regeneration because we're really focusing on the third generation. Unfortunately, the survivors of the camps are much more difficult to find and invite and have them come up and light a candle. And so we're really moving into the younger generation, and it's really important that these young people get an idea of what it was like and then how they can live. And matter of fact, the important thing with this regeneration is we have two young ladies on our committee, on our Holocaust committee. I've been doing MC duties for over 10 years. This is the first year I'm sharing those duties with those two young ladies.
Great.
So we're bringing those into it. The other thing is that survivors light our six candles. We've, in the last few years, had escorts, young people help bring them up. This year, I'm trying to get two for each survivor so that I have 14 people up there. So, and then one quick word, if I had the seventh candle we light for all the others who were lost during that time.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This year, we're honoring a man who was from Budapest, Hungary, who died last June, who was honored at Yad Vashem in Israel as a righteous among the nations. He was not Jewish, saved hundreds of Jewish lives, and he was honored both in Israel and in Budapest. He died last June, and he's a relative. He was my brother-in-law, my wife's twin sister, who is going to be here, and she will light that seventh candle.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's a big deal for
yes,
us.
Yes, really. I noticed that there's a video presentation on teen survivor collaboration.
This is what I wanted to, that's the other thing I really okay. needed to tell you. We found there's a project in Los Angeles called Righteous Conversation. It began with two survivors and their grandchildren, their granddaughters, and it moved on from there to try to set up lessons to live by. They made a bunch of video PSAs, and we have 12 of them, and they included an introductory story with these two grandmothers. But then they bring on, for instance, Seek the Truth, buying products made by slave labor, being aware of that.
Yes.
Thing.
There's lots of products made by slave labor.
Words can hurt. The anti-bullying and negative code words. They made a 2-3 minute PSA on
Great.
That. There's another one, All Animals Matter, a PSA on animal cruelty. And as I say, we're using about four or five of those little videos, plus the story that there's a picture there, plus the story that began the whole thing. And so with this focus on the two young ladies who are doing MC work, the escorts that we have, and this project with the youngsters, I think we're really moving into the third generation for sure.
Yes, it really sounds like it. It also sounds like this is a particular celebration that must not be missed. Bob, thanks as always for coming in and telling us about what's going on in and around the Jewish Community Center here in Sonoma County. Let's tell people once again that on Sunday, April 27th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Friedman Center, Regeneration, Lessons from the Holocaust. It's free. Everyone welcome. For information, here's the phone number, 492-2127. And online, you can get information about this particular program, plus other things that are happening at the Jewish Community Center. It's jccsoco.org. Thanks again, Bob.
Thank you very much, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.